Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, who's been to the dentist recently?
2020.
Yes.
Did you go for your annual checkup?
Yes. Not 2021 yet, though.
Yeah, I also haven't been this year. Yeah, went last year.
It's a good habit. Mm-hmm. We're doing that now.
Your family.
Yeah, we're doing our annual rounds.
No one being dragged, kicking and screaming.
Nah, the dentists are so good with little kids now.
Oh, good.
They make them little balloons. And
not like in your day when the dentist had smoky fingers.
No, the dentist was gross. Eh? Well, if you don't know, my dentist when I was a kid, they didn't wear gloves back in those days. So my dentist, if I was used to go after school to the dentist and I could taste when he stuck his fingers in my mouth, what his lunch was. Mm-hmm. And it was usually barbecue spare ribs. Because there was always like a little bit of rib sauce under the nail.
Yeah. It clings on, man. It clings on.
Yeah, I could taste that quite clearly. Oh, you've been to Spur, Doc. You've been to Spur.
Oh. Those days are thankfully gone.
Brad, are you all right there, man?
I'm sorry, Brad.
I only tell the truth here. That's a fact, guys. But also, sometimes the dentist used to smoke as well. So you could taste the smoky fingers. If you've ever sucked a smoked finger.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Oh,
our kids fortunately don't have to deal with that now. Hopefully.
No, guys, the way when I think about it, the way we were brought up, it was there was no health and safety.
None.
There was nothing.
So was it Pinetown or just the times?
Well, I don't know. My experience only comes from Pinetown.
Yeah, because I'm like, surely gloves have been around for a while, man.
Nah.
You're not that old, Darren.
No, I'm not. But only health and safety has become a thing in recent times.
Brad, please tell me your dentist wore gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he?
Can you see it's a youth thing, man?
I don't remember tasting ribs on his fingers.
Gloves were around. Your dentist chose not to use them.
Simps, your dentist?
Yes,
it's just you, Simpson. Just you.
But I empathize. That was just your journey.
Look, we never had medical aid, but you know.
Oh man, they've got gloves at the public hospital.
Surely there's a thing called best practice. Clearly not adhered to.
You're right.
I don't know, Western Cape. Did your dentist wear gloves? It can't just be that one guy in Pine, because there were two dentists, right? I won't say their names because they're probably still around. And there were and then if the one guy was too busy, then I'd go see the other guy. He also never wore gloves.
No, man.
But he liked pasta.
So now he's not even washing his hands and he's not wearing gloves.
He liked carbonara pasta. I could taste that.
Oh, man.
It's a fact, guys, I'm telling you. Okay, so look. I phoned the dentist now. And I'm phoning with a little bit of a problem. I was there yesterday, and now I've got an issue, which I think, you know, you might get that one out of a million people this could possibly happen to, or possibly not at all. But it's a real world situation for them.
All
right. Hello. All right. Yeah. I can't dog yesterday.
Yes.
I had hurting. Yeah.
What's wrong?
I had a hurting done, and numbness not gone.
Is the numbness not gone?
It's all there.
Your surname, please.
Erlingham.
Annandale.
Erlingham.
When was the filling was done yesterday? You say. Okay, by which doctor?
I know.
No.
And your name?
Erlingham.
Pardon? No, but your name. Okay, I'm gonna read a surname and then you can just say to me yes or no. Okay, was it Rotenbach? Low? Okay, I'm going to give you a cell phone number. Then can you just, because I can't understand what you're saying at the moment, will you just SMS me your name and your surname? Okay, I'm going to give you the cell phone number. It's 072-40-9. My name is Genevieve.
She knows what I'm saying.
Yes, brilliant. Thank you, bye-bye. Genevieve, hello?
No.
Hi, yes, I asked you to SMS your name and your surname to me, to this number that you just phoned on now, please.
No.
So that we can just look on your file, because at the moment I can't understand what you're saying. Pardon? Oh, does your mom have the cell phone? I can't understand what you're saying.
She's
now.
She's good.
Yeah, I know you had a filling done. Yeah. Okay, can you spell your surname for me, please?
Okay.
Okay, how do you spell it? Okay, I'm waiting. Okay, spell it.
Okay.
Is it John? Hello? Is it John? No, just SMS your name and your surname, please. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, I can't understand it. Just SMS it to me, please, because I can't understand anything you say.
Shame.
And I mean, I can't help you unless...
Okay, I'll give you my name quick.
Who's this? Okay, bye-bye.
Wait, hold on. It's Wicked Simpson.
You know. You lying. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, you just seriously made my day. Thank you.
You know what? How good was she? She knew 90% of the time what I was saying.
Wow. But just being a headache.